Concours écrit com 2003, épreuve d'anglais oral, texte numéro 23. Cosmetic foods to sell beauty by mouthful. Consumers are to be sold cosmetic foods that claim to help improve their physical appearance. Under plans being drawn up by some of the world's biggest food and pharmaceutical companies, balding men could soon be eating special cereals to add luster to their hair, while acne-ridden teenagers will be offered edible jellies to improve their skin. However, dietary experts believe cosmetic snacks, which are likely to be far more expensive than normal foods, are little more than a marketing gimmick to exploit people's insecurity about their looks. Dr. Wendy Doyle, a nutrition expert at the British Dietetic Association, said, "I am not aware of any food that could help your hair or skin look better, and I don't see how that is possible. People need to eat balanced diets with enough vitamins and nutrients to look well. This sounds like a marketing ploy." The development is being led by Nestlé, the multinational processed foods manufacturer, and L'Oréal, the cosmetics giant. They have launched Laboratoire INEOV to develop what they claim will be the world's first range of cosmetic foods. The products, which hold out the promise of improving a range of physical features, including hair, skin, eyes, and nails, are expected to reach British stores next year. The market in so-called functional foods has tripled over the past 2 years as Britain's post-war baby boomers try to fight the ravages of age. Last year, consumers spent almost £670 million on such foods, including margarine that claims to cut cholesterol and milk drinks that maintain bacteria levels in the digestive system, according to a recent report by Mintel, a market research company. As well as appealing to middle-aged people, the new cosmetic foods will also be targeted at younger people, particularly teenagers. The marketing for Laboratoire INEOV is to be handled by L'Oréal, which has a successful history of using famous women such as Andy McDowell, Laetitia Casta, and Natalie Imbruglia to promote its beauty products. Others say that Laboratoire INEOV will quickly have to live up to its claim to survive. People will want to see the effects and will need to be pretty convinced that there is a noticeable difference, said Pierre Berezaille, a consumer expert at Data Monitor, a research company. Cosmetic food will be about beauty first and food second, and consumers are liable to be cynical. The functional food or nutraceuticals fad started in the 1980s in Japan with drinks that contained high levels of fiber, a response to concerns about the nation's diet. It spread to America, where the principle was extended and led to so-called Happy Crisps containing St. John's wort, considered a natural antidepressant. Exact details of what Laboratoire INEOV plans to sell have not been unveiled, but it aims to launch a full range of foods with added vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients to tackle the most common beauty problems. The laboratory, based in France, will develop foods impregnated with chemical mixtures developed by L'Oréal. Fin du texte 23.